we have returned back to the normal format of this podcast. And for the short foreseeable future, we will not be bringing on guests sharing their perspective about COVID-19. Yes, that's right. We will be going back to just me giving you some news about what is going on in the world and what I find most interesting. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that has been affected by COVID-19. Specifically, in the United States political realm. And more specifically, with the Democratic nomination. But before we can talk any more about this, I just want to introduce myself, if you don't already know. I am the host of this podcast, and this is the only podcast hosted by me. And my name is Kevin, and you are listening to
A Mention with Kevin.
So, in the past, we've discussed a lot about the Democratic nomination and where that would be heading in the future. We talked about two candidates in particular, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. And it looks like those two candidates will continue to be the only candidates vying for that nomination, as all the other candidates have dropped out at this point. But what we didn't anticipate was the uprise in the pandemic of COVID-19 and how that has affected drastically the United States, and specifically the present day. And so I thought it appropriate to give you an update about what is going on behind that nomination that the Democratic candidates are vying for. Has there been any changes? Are they just going to let Joe Biden take the nomination? Or will Bernie Sanders continue to fight? What type of regulations or guidelines or secret clauses are put in place for something like this happening? Hopefully we'll answer these questions as we dive in. So the Democratic National Convention Committee announced today that the party's convention to select its presidential nominee will be postponed until the week of August 17th. The convention had been originally scheduled for July 13th to 16th, which is not too far away. In our current climate of uncertainty, we believe the smartest approach is to take additional time to monitor how the situation unfolds so we can best position our party for a safe and successful convention, said Joe Salmonesi, CEO of the DNCC. During this critical time, when the scope and the scale of the pandemic and its impact remain unknown, we will continue to monitor the situation and follow the advice of healthcare professionals and emergency responders. The committee said due to the unique situation that many options would be considered if necessary, including adjusting the convention's format to crowd size and schedule. The Democratic frontrunner, as we know, Joe Biden, said he believed the convention would not take place in July. But he did tell NBC News that party conventions, primaries, and elections were held in other turbulent times. The bottom line is, Biden said, that we should listen to the scientists and that the 2020 election, from conventions to voting methods, may have to be different. Tradition usually dictates that the Democrats, right now as the party out of power, hold their convention first. Republicans are scheduled to gather August 24th to 27th in Charlotte, North Carolina. So how are the Republicans faring while the Democrats have just announced their postponement? Well, Republicans are expressing confidence that they can pull off their convention as scheduled in August, but party chairwoman Rona McDaniel still allowed for the possibility that the pandemic could upend plans. Of course, US President Donald Trump had something to say about this matter, and he said essentially that there was no way that the Republican convention would be moved. But the comments were made before the White House began to talk frankly about grim death toll projections numbering into six figures. Neither the Democrat nor Republican leaders want to sacrifice the boost that can result from an enthusiastic convention gathering. Trump thrives off of his big rallies, where he winds up crowds with big promises and a lot of rhetoric, and has obviously missed that part of his routine amid the coronavirus outbreak. Trump held 6 rallies between the end of the impeachment trial in early February and March 2nd, signaling that he was keen on a heavy schedule of campaigning in 2020 ahead of November 3rd's election. A traditional convention with a nationally televised nomination acceptance speech could also be more critical for Joe Biden at this time, who has been relegated recently to remote television interviews from his Delaware house, unable to draw the kind of spotlight that Donald Trump is commanding right now, especially with the media hounding Trump on his decisions and leadership during this coronavirus times. The Democratic race also isn't officially over. There's another complication. Biden holds a prohibitive delegate lead that makes him the prospective nominee, but Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders remains in the race and insists that he has a narrow path to the nomination. With many states pushing back their primaries, Sanders potentially could block Biden from accruing the required delegate majority until late June, just weeks before the convention. According to the New York Times, 15 primary contests have been rescheduled, with dates pushed back to May and even June. But as for Wisconsin, it still plans to hold its primary on Tuesday, April 7th. A federal judge signaled yesterday that he won't postpone or make any major changes to the Wisconsin primary to alleviate concerns that voters and poll workers could contract the coronavirus. Wisconsin poll workers have reportedly been quitting in droves. More than 100 municipalities lack enough staffers to run even a single polling site. Sanders also joined that chorus of complaints yesterday, issuing a statement saying that the election should be delayed. As this is going on, we see that coronavirus has reached a new peak. There's more than 1 million confirmed cases worldwide. 236,000 of those are located in the United States of America, and the United States is dealing with 5,648 deaths today, on April 2nd, 2020. So this begs a lot of questions about how these primaries will continue. How will elections be held? Is it possible that we can do something with an online election? Or has this whole process been halted? Is it still possible for Bernie Sanders to acquire the nomination? Or will Joe Biden just try to run away with it early on? What type of decisions will be made? What will happen to American politics? You see, COVID-19, we see as this major event affecting many things such as economy, environment, and life styles in general. But it's interesting how it will affect such an organization and system such as the American political system. And so all we can do right now is watch and wait and see how people will react to what's going on. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I know it was a short one, but I hope you guys still enjoyed it. As always, if you want to check out more of my content, you can see me on YouTube under the name Kevin Hobie or Studio Kevin. If you like this podcast, you can check out previous episodes of this podcast either on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. Remember to subscribe, like this podcast if you enjoyed it. Remember to brush your teeth and floss. Keep a safe distance around your neighbors and friends if you're going outside. Try to stay home. And I will see you on the next episode. Good night, everybody.